Former U.S. ambassador to Israel dismisses two-state solution. God gave this land to the Jewish people. I don't really need to read any of this article, and I don't need to take a lot of time. I just wanted to make a brief statement about some of my thoughts on Israel, and I'm sick and tired of this disclaimer that I have to make every time I talk about Israel. But I think I do have to make it, and it's galling to me. I am not actually anti-Semitic. I am anti-Jewish religion, Judaism. So when I talk about the Jews in this context, I am talking about the religion, those Jews that are pressing a religion or a religious idea. I'm not speaking ethnically, but this is what happens when you mix your ethnic identity with your religious identity. It becomes impossible to talk about you in any meaningful way without confusion. So there is the disclaimer. I just want to point out one of the real world consequences of religion. It's a world-bending consequence that religion has on how the world functions. You know, Russia goes in to take the sovereign state of Ukraine, and by and large, the world shrugs, because this is just the geopolitical evolution of how nations work. You see, the way a nation becomes a sovereign nation is that they go to a place and they invade and defeat the people there, and they take it with a strong military, and they have a strong military that can hold that place. And now it's their place. And in time, that becomes a sovereign nation. That's how all nations work. It's just that simple. You find yourself there and you build up a military so that you can keep yourself there, or you see some place that you want and you go and take it with a superior military and you hold it, and that place is yours. And over time, you do business with other nations and they begin to recognize you as a sovereign nation. And if you believe that you are a sovereign nation because God put you there, you are a fool and also a target for other nations saying, that's not how the world works. America became a sovereign nation not because God gave it to a people, but because people who were dissatisfied with where they were came from other places, saw a nice fertile land, overran the people who were here and stole it. That's how we became America. I mean, that's the short version. That's the children's story version of how we became America. The Bible story version of how the Jews came to be a people in their own land is that they saw some people over there in this nice land, and God said they were evil and they needed to be booted out. And so the Jews go and boot them out of the land, and they take over the land. And now it's a sovereign state. You see? You see, Timmy? The way we make maps is very bloody and violent and ugly. And it's just evolution in action. And it's one of the uglier sides of it. There's no morality involved in it. There's no God involved in it. It's just people being people. So when former U.S. ambassador to Israel dismisses two-state solution and says God gave this land to the Jewish people, this represents a consequence of religious thinking. So I started with Ukraine and said, Russia overtakes the sovereign state of Ukraine and the world mostly shrugs. But when Palestine tries to take over the sovereign state of Israel, the world, at least America, does not shrug. We help. We get involved. We take down airstrikes. Why? Because Israel is a place where God gave this land to those people. And Christianity is syncretized from the Jewish religion, not the Muslim religion. The Jewish religion. Now, this might explain some of the tension in that region. Why do Muslim states hate America so much? Is it because we have so much money? They've got a lot of money, too. A lot of oil money. There are a few people that are really rich. More money than God, kind of rich. It's not just that. It is that we have chosen the side of the Jews because we are seen as a Christian nation by other nations in that region. And Christianity is syncretized from Judaism. It is kind of the next step from Judaism. So we have chosen sides religiously between Islam and Judaism. We are a Judaism pro-state. So there is a natural enmity between Christians and Muslims. There's a natural enmity because the child of the promise was Isaac. And the other kid, the bastard child that was rejected, was it Ishmael? I haven't looked it up. I haven't read the story in a while. The child of the handmaiden thrown out. The child of the promise embraced by God. So the child of the handmaiden, that is essentially Islam. That's how that story branches off. And so the war between Judaism and Islam, as told by the Bible story fantasy, is the split between Abraham's two sons. One God rejected, one God accepted. And as the Christian story goes, we went with the one God accepted. Islam is the one that God rejected. Just play that out over a couple of millennia, and you can begin to understand some of the natural tensions, and you can talk about geopolitical realities all you want. There are geopolitical realities all over the world. But it's special in the Middle East because there's religion involved undergirding all of this that we are involved with. So yes, we find Israel important because of our religious ties. It's not merely for secular geopolitical reasons. If it was just secular geopolitical reasons, we would probably be as hands-off as we are with Ukraine. We don't have any religious ties with Ukraine. Screw those guys. But Israel is very, very important to Christians, and therefore you can begin to understand why Muslims in Muslim countries hate us so much. We are a part of what's going on there. Whether we want to be or not, religiously, we are tied up with that mess. And we have chosen sides. And when you have ambassadors that speak like this, God gave this land to the Jewish people. We are, in essence, a theocracy that is in league with another theocracy. Now, I don't want to talk politics too much. This is just some general thoughts that I have had on the region and some oversimplification of why that region is different and why it's important and why it's so annoying. We can never see the Jewish people of Israel as being the bad guys. But they can't be the bad guys. We need them. We need that land. We need certain prophecies to be fulfilled there because we are tied up with their religion. We are Jew 2.0 here. And when public officials think like that, we are just as much of a theocracy in that case as Israel, because our public policy about how we help some nations and how we get involved in some wars are directly related to our religious ties. Now, I would feel much better about our position with Israel if we only spoke of it in terms of geopolitical secular concerns. But we don't. We don't. We're as much tied up in the Armageddon story as they are. I do not root for Israel. I do not root against Palestine. I also don't root for Palestine and against Israel. I have no personal stake in it at all. I don't care. And I would prefer that nations not attack other sovereign nations for stupid reasons. And we see that going on in the world. And I've been very vocal and outspoken about that. But if we're going to talk about American foreign policy in a way that makes sense and is rational, then we have to somehow justify our involvement with Israel and our lack of involvement with Ukraine. Because involvement in either place could set off a world war. But we say, oh no, Russia has nukes. We can't really get directly involved in Ukraine. But we can get involved with Israel, even though that might set off war with other nations that do have nukes. So I don't see it as being fundamentally different there. It's not more dangerous to be involved with the Middle East. So why do we do it? All right. I don't even know if I'm going to release this show. I'm pissed off. As one of my teachers used to say, I am pissed off with the highest degree of passivity. And it's hard for me to talk about this with any kind of neutral perspective. I'm not neutral on this. I'm not neutral about religion. And I'm not neutral when we are dragged into a world-burning potential situation because of foolish religion. We have to evolve beyond this nonsense. We just do. God didn't give Israel any land. But we are bound and determined to make sure that Israel keeps the land because we believe God gave it to them, and we believe that God will reward us for doing it. It's at times like these when I wish there was some country stronger than America that could... Oh, you'll just have to imagine what I was going to finish that sentence with. We'll talk to you next time.